Five. Hello, Brad.
G'day, Ollie Peterson, and g'day to Frankie Lee, who's batting above his batting average, as we know, as we all are in life, aren't we?
We certainly are. I fall into that category, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Justin Langer, has he got the job? Is he the next coach of the Australian cricket team?
No, not just yet. But look, we're all hoping. We're all absolutely on our knees praying that he gets the gig. My understanding, I've done my little homework today after I saw a couple of murmurs around the place that the processes really haven't begun, Ollie. They're going to be outlined on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been no official process right at the moment. He's got to be right in it. I mean, it's not to say that it may not come true, but it's got to be a little careful sometimes when you go the early crow, because you don't want to affect his chances, you know, at times. So, we're all rooting for him. And, look, there's also that. What sort of a role is it going to be? Is it going to be the entirety? Is it going to be the three forms? Is it just going to be the longer form and the one days? Are they going to have, you know, someone else doing the T20s? You know, names like Ponting and Gillespie spring to mind as well. And look, but I really do think that he is the right man to do it. I think he's had pretty good success. He's got a great work ethic. He's set a really nice standard down there at the Wacker, and he's very popular, and he's very upfront, honest, and transparent. So I think him and Ponting, and Gillespie's a good bloke too, but I think him and Ponting, if they were to share responsibilities, you know, over the three formats, I think it'd be like Batman and Robin. I think it'd be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, well, that seems to be what the breakup will be, so we'll watch this space on the Australian cricket coach developments. Now, is Port Adelaide getting Sam Powell Pepper back this week?
Well, unlike the Premier inquiry, the AFL won't say anything about that, and I know Haggis has been pretty bullish about Steve Rossich speaking to the staff this week. Well, the Powell Pepper one, they're expecting him back. I mean, they gave him a week because he was dishevelled and, you know, out after curfew, basically, and he missed last week. As we said in the inquiry, Powell Pepper vehemently denies any wrongdoing in the nightclub, and I suspect that CCTV footage will clear him or not of that, but he's pretty confident. So, but the AFL said today that their investigation is still ongoing.
Mm.
So, yeah, it seems to be a little bit selective there by the AFL. I'd like to think that he would be back. I'm pretty confident he will be back. But at the moment, right as we stand here, 24 hours before the teams get named tomorrow night, no Sam Powell Pepper right now, because they're not sure if he's allowed to play or not.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's funny games going on at AFL House, because they're changing the policies and the sanctions given to AFLW players. What's going on here, Brad?
It's unusual, isn't it? Policy on the run, the AFL.
No, they're used to this, Brad.
Yeah, well, Cody Brennan, of course, who was the star of the Bulldogs, and she received two reprimands through the year, just to bring people up to date again, and two reprimands in the Women's League.
No grand final.
The week, and she missed the grand final, of course. She appealed, and in that week of the grand final, trying to get off, and they extended it to two. So then they got on their high horse then and said, well, let's go and, the Human Rights Commission is going to make a challenge there. Well, fortunately, sanity has prevailed and common sense, and they've changed the rule. So now she is free to play in round one of next season of the AFLW. But that doesn't help her now, Ollie, because she's missed the grand final, which they won. And, Katie Brennan's had a little bit of a win there, and there's a change of policy, and, you know, rather than, two reprimands and out, they'll probably have a little bit of a better fine sort of system going into next year.
All right.
Mate, I know you push for time. I know Barbara Bush, I think she passed away today, so I didn't know her, but I did know a fella called Ronnie Blaskett. He was 96, and you know what he's very famous for? Jerry G.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of the listeners will remember Jerry G. He was a ventriloquist, Ronnie Blaskett. So valet Ronnie Blaskett, age 96, mate, died today, and Jerry G unfortunately goes with him.
All right. Thank you, Brad.
All the best, Ollie.